And one of the things that I realized too, I think, was the government really was not really at fault for discriminating, having a discriminated army in a sense. They had no real choice, I felt, because otherwise there'd be no unity in the fighting forces. There'd be if they went against the Jim Crow practices in the South, or went against Southern positions, the Southern positions that people suddenly took. They had to have unity, and so the only way was to separate the forces, to prevent riots and things like that. And so that's one thing I like to tell people too, that don't hold any bitterness against the government, because some people still do. Even though Truman passed in 48, desegregated the army, there were still those feelings